principle. Terms for principle as God in Guide to Healing. In Helen Wright's research of the terms that were used for God by Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, she discovered 43 different words that were used to describe God as principle, and 7 words that were used as the opposite terms for God as principle. This recording will explore the use of these words and how they may be used in order to assist in bringing about the healing process. System and structure is the overall foundation of the purpose of principle. All of the other words that are used could be considered as supporting words for the system and structure of principle. The first term is spiritual power. Mary Baker Eddy was obviously very organized and structured and systematic in everything she did. She did not want one thing out of place in her study room, nor did she permit one speck of dust or dirt. She had her room cleaned every day, and all furniture was moved in order to do a thorough cleaning. If one thinks about the importance of order in consciousness, it's easy to see how system and structure are a mandatory ingredient for success. One, therefore, can experience spiritual power if things are in order, are systematic, and are structured. The second term is apodictical, which really means absolute certainty. Principle is self-operating and does not depend on personality for its operation. The third word is authority. Anything and everything can be accomplished with authority if one is looking to the spiritual power that is provided when one follows a spiritual system and structure. And I say spiritual because spirit is the only real substance. So every quality of God is enveloped in. The next word is a word that is also used by soul that was already discussed, and that is balance. So one is definitely in balance in their consciousness if they are using the system and structure of spiritual principle. Being is the next term, and being implies that something is already accomplished, and if system and structure is followed on a spiritual basis, then the result will be in existence. Calculus is another term, and calculus really means the calculation of the ingredients. So just as one utilizes add, subtract, multiply, and divide in mathematics as operators to apply to the 10 digits of 0 to 9, one applies the 4 terms of the 4 sides of the city, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, in their calculus to bring about completion in the system of divine metaphysics. And of course, this is all according to system and structure, spiritual system and spiritual structure. Classification is the next term. And that's exactly what system and structure does, is it enables classification. One does not devote an enormous amount of time on something that is unimportant, but they devote the primary effort to the most important priorities. Consistency is another term, and that again is because of system and structure. Conformity, again, automatic with system and structure. Crown. Crown indicates accomplishment. And of course, that will come when there is spiritual system and structure, which is utilized in bringing about the process of the topic. Demonstration is the next term. And demonstration is also automatic if one is going to utilize the four operators of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. As a quick explanation, the Word means the facts about God. The Christ means the interpretation or the translation of whatever we are confronted with so that it is translated to a spiritual viewpoint. Demonstration is proving that the facts and the translation and interpretation are correct, and if so, then demonstration will be forthcoming. The next term is economy. Now, system and structure does not provide for any waste, but on the other hand, for the utilization of proper resources to bring about an efficient conclusion. Establishes is the next term, and that's what system and structure does. It establishes the procedure that will bring about a successful conclusion. Explains is the next term. So system and structure defines exactly the parameters. And matter of fact, if someone uses a proper system and structure, there is no decision making to even entertain because it is automatically decided by the system and the structure. The facts of God, of course, play into that very vividly. The next is foundation. And that was mentioned in the beginning, that system and structure is basically the foundation of all of the thinking process. All of the topic in consideration, the process, and how one would proceed. Govern is the next word, and what that really is telling us is that we must let the system and structure govern our every thought, speech, and action. And of course, again, remembering that that is a spiritual government. The next one is government. The first one was govern, and this is government. The word govern is a verb, and that is also utilized in mind and soul, as well as principle. Because number one, mind is the action word, and soul is the viewpoint, whereby we have to make sure that we are viewing things from a spiritual perspective, because spirit is the only real substance. Now, the next term is government, and government is like the subject. It is like the noun. So, in other words, the system and structure, which is spiritual for principle, is the government that controls the overall process. Harmony is next, and of course, this goes along with balance, and everything is going to be harmonious when the system and structure of principle is followed. Heart is the next word, and that term represents the center of the action, the center of the structure, the center of all activity. Honesty. Principle requires honesty because it is based on the facts of God. The system and structure prevents one from deviating from the truth of God and how it applies to the situation at hand. Idea is the next word, and the term idea is really telling us that if we have everything in a spiritual system and structure, the ideas will automatically flow to us that bring forth the conclusion of what the system and structure is conveying in the process of considering the topic. Individual is the next term, and individual is very important to consider in comparison to personality. Personality should be tossed out, for that is the material aspect of any type of opinion. And when we are dealing with a system and structure, we must discard opinion. For opinion is a personal evaluation as opposed to an individualistic evaluation based on the facts as outlined in the process of system and structure. Interprets is the next term, and of course that goes right along with everything else we've been saying here, and that is the system and structure will automatically interpret the facts so that there's not any thinking or wisdom that is needed, for it is all automatically delineated by the system and structure itself. So in other words, opinion does not have a chance to be considered because the system and structure defines the facts, defines the conclusion. Einstein stated that if he were given 1 hour to make a life and death decision, that he would devote 55 minutes toward deciding the right questions to explore, and the remaining 5 minutes would be utilized to solve the problem. That is telling us very clearly that in his view, the analysis is the key part of every solution. So that's where the effort should be devoted. Mary Baker Eddy states it's very important to analyze the problem, and that enables the proper exposing of the evil that is trying to cause the problem. And once it's exposed, then 2/3 of it is already solved, because exposing it is the problem. Einstein is saying it's more like 90% of the problem, it would be solved by analyzing it. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that basically in solving a problem, there is the analysis, the exposure, the eradication, and then the experience of the healing. After interprets is the word kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God is what is all around us, for it is omnipresent. It is within, without, it is everywhere, because it's omnipresent. Now, that kingdom is omnipresent, but are we listening to it? Mr. Winslow states that we should think about being in a room where there is a telephone that is ringing constantly, making suggestions, enabling one to pick it up and argue with it back and forth, duplex voice, and there is a radio that only makes announcements of the qualities of God, the facts about God. In other words, it is a one-way, unilateral communication directly from God to whomever is listening. And he says, do not pick up the phone. This is Mr. Winslow in his example. Do not pick up the phone. It might be ringing off and on the hook all day long. Do not pick up the phone. If a suggestion comes through and makes communication with you, then it must be faced and denied, denounced as being unreal, and then the time should be devoted to cultivating consciousness with God. The Christ consciousness is what we want to devote our effort to cultivating. The next term is loyalty. Now, if we're going to have a system and structure, it's going to require us to pay attention and be loyal to it, because that's our framework. That is our standard. The next one is metaphysics. Well, metaphysics is going to be required throughout any process that exists, because everything is really mental. Mary Baker Eddy states that the entire key to Christian Science is vision. And she states in an article to one of her students, she says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? Well, we must use the framework of the system and structure of principle in order to keep our thought on track. That's what Mary Baker Eddy's teachings about the diapason of heaven is all about. They are short phrases to remind us to keep on track. And we have 9 different treatments that are from Mary Baker Eddy directly from class notes in her metaphysical college about that. And then we have another one that is an expanded view of that, which is a treatment extemporaneous by the Institute. The next one, which is obvious, which is obedience. If we don't obey the principle, the system and structure, we're wasting our time. Mary Baker Eddy would give an instruction to someone, and if they would not abide by it absolutely and totally willingly, she would say, never mind. In other words, she was canceling the instruction because they were not willing to do it, or they did not see the value in doing it absolutely without change. So they were not advanced enough in their thought to really see the purpose of the instruction. So she would say, don't do it, because it would be a waste. If they weren't following it understandingly, then they were not at the correct level of advancement to be able to benefit from her instruction. The next one is one, O-N-E. Well, I think that's telling us that there is only one system and structure. There is only one divine principle. And of course, that is the one that is God, which is spirit, which is mind and soul. The next one is operation. Well, this is mentioned before that principle is self-operating, and the system and structure is the operation. It's outlined. We have to make sure that it is correct. In other words, did we put the proper ingredients in it to make it complete? And if so, then it will be operating properly, and it will be the right thing to use as our guide. The next thing is a little bit of a trick, I believe, and it is personal. And I believe what she really means is individual. Now, it could also mean that it is specific and unique for the particular situation. In other words, it's not the system and structure for someone else. It is a system and structure for oneself, as one is striving to follow the Christ consciousness in every thought, speech, and action. The next one is perfect. And of course, that is also used in mind. In fact, perfect is also used in spirit, because spirit is flawless. So anything that is flawless has to be perfect. So principle has to be perfect. In other words, our system and structure has to be correct. No mistakes. Next one is platform. Well, Mary Baker Eddy has given us a platform of 32 elements. And that would certainly be good to review and understand in order to have our system and structure to be operational in perfection as our standard, our platform on which we should be standing in order to go forward and upward. The next is practice. Well, the system and structure is not something we can just make a sketch of and then walk away and forget about it. The whole purpose of a system and structure is to be practicing the truth all the time in a systematic way. So we can't just make some kind of a haphazard stab at it and then say, oh, that looks good, and then walk away. It's like if one studies intently and comes up with a fresh idea on spiritual advancement, and then just when they're done studying, they just forget about it and go on about their old ways. It is meant to be a reform. So the practice is obviously mandatory. The next one is proof. Well, the system and structure requires us to follow through and come to the conclusion. That will prove the demonstration. That is the third step, which is Christianity. The first one being word, the facts about God. The second one is interpretation and translation. And the third one is the demonstration of the facts about God and the interpretation and translation to make sure we're on the right track. The next is rock. Well, that ties in with everything. In other words, it is the standard. We're not going to vary. We're not going to deviate from the standard. And the standard is going to be the system and structure that is built on spirit. The next is science with a capital S. Now, if we do the system and structure correctly, it is going to be scientific, and it's going to be according to the science of the divine metaphysics that Mary Baker Eddy has delivered to us as the system, when she said everything was reduced to a system on page 146 of Science and Health. That is what we're talking about here, the system and structure of divine principle. And she said she makes strong demands on divine principle, or she makes strong demands on love with divine principle. The next is spiritual power, and we already discussed that as the first item. And this is just in alphabetic order. Statement, well, that's exactly what system and structure is all about. It is making the statement of the truth. Teaching is the next one. Well, it is meant to be teaching us, to keep us on track so that we will follow the system and structure in a methodical manner. The next one is unity. Well, we will be unified if we follow the spiritual nature of system and structure. There's not going to be any conflict. Everything is going to be in balance. Everything is going to be in harmony. The next is universe. Well, about whatever the topic is, the system and structure is the universe of that system and structure. So in other words, we want to have that be our realm of thought. That will be the universe of that particular topic. And the next one is universal, which means that that system and structure is going to be operational omnipresently. In other words, doesn't matter about location, time, or anything else, it's going to be functional and operational universally. The last one is work. It's number 43, work. Well, all the work needs to be within the system and structure of divine principle. If we work within the structure and not get outside with some deviation, some personal opinion, if we're able to focus no matter what comes our way, then we are going to accomplish good things. As noted earlier, creative ability is one of the primary qualities of mind, and when we couple that with the omniscience of mind, which is wisdom and knowing and intelligence, and also realize that mind includes capability, functionality, capacity, facility, then we will be able to have performance. The performance is going to be measured and ends up being power. And if we're using spiritual qualities, then that power is going to be infinite. It's going to be omnipotent, going to be complete. And we have that power available to us individually as we have our one-ment with God, because that's the source of everything. Once we gain an understanding of the positive terms for God as principle, then it will be very easy to discard the opposites, or rather to recognize them and reverse them, flip them, so that we are then focusing on not the theory of the opposite, but the fact of the counter. The first one is fragmentation. So in other words, a system and structure does not permit any division. It is unity. Unity is one of the terms, positive terms, that are used for principle. Discord, dishonesty, personal, hypocrisy, theories, and ungodliness. Those are the seven terms. And they all tie together, because basically it is saying that if there's any variance from the principle and the system and structure of principle, we're going to have fragmentation, we're going to have discord, we're going to have dishonesty, we're going to have personal opinion, we're going to have hypocrisy, we're going to have theories, and we're going to have ungodliness. They all go together. They're hand in hand, being falsities. So we have to make sure we're studying the system and structure of divine principle with a spiritual nature, and then we will be able to be immune to the suggestions of mortal mind that come to us in those seven terms of fragmentation, discord, dishonesty, personal, hypocrisy, theories, and ungodliness. Mary Baker Eddy states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. She also states in the glossary that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. She also indicates that good is God. That's right on the same page in the glossary, that good is God, spirit. And then she runs through the four omnis of omnipotence, omnipresence, omniaction, and omnipresence. Omni means one, only, and all. So there is no other action. There is no other power. There is no other presence. There is no other power. Omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. That's the fourth one, omniscience. Omniscience meaning intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. And omnipotence. So omni-action, omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. That covers it all. That does not leave anything undone. So when we think about divine principle, and we think in terms of how Mary Baker Eddy has defined God, there are no loose ends, period. Everything is covered. How about our own thinking? Here's a good reminder, the scientific statement of being. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Also in alignment with divine principle is the first chapter of Genesis, up through the third verse of the second chapter. The key point to remember is that in every single major verse, the word L-E-T is used. God says the let this and let that. And when he gets down to the last verse, he says, let man be made in God's image and likeness. Are we going to accept it? Are we going to accept that God is the creator of everything, and he did it in steps, and there was an unfoldment, which is called the days of creation order, where all of these things were brought about? The first thing he did was give us light. The last thing he did was to create man with dominion to oversee the whole creation. Mary Baker Eddy says it's not in the beginning, it's in the only. So in other words, it is a revelation to individual consciousness of the unfoldment of the completion, the perfection of love. God is all in all. There is nothing but God. And that is our system and structure as our absolute guidance for moving up and forward in our spiritual development, where we are striving for infinite progression to be our concrete being. Amen.